Okay, he's dead. Let's go get him. That's another one for the fire.
Welcome back to the Grave Raver Podcast. If you ever took the day off and said that you were going to spend time with your family, but you really cranked your hog, welcome home. I'm your host, Tanner.
Yep, I'm Kyle.
I'm Candy Andy. I just want to let you guys know that this movie sucks, so we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I'm glad you did that joke. I was thinking about doing it.
I want to talk about our week, but all I'm thinking about is this movie.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Could be a great pick. Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
So I seen this earlier today. I was going through TikTok and I seen this fucking video and this guy had a shirt on. Like, first of all, like, he was at this bank and they wouldn't let him in the bank, mm-hmm. but his shirt said, I'm not gay, but when I see a naked man, I get horny and jack off. And they wouldn't let him in. And he said, all right, whatever. He took his shirt off. And he had another shirt underneath that says, bear with me, I'm autistic, and I have a handgun in my pocket.
Holy fuck, dude.
They let him in, didn't they?
No.
Definitely not. They probably called the police.
I was like, God.
At least bank protection.
Damn, that was fucking brutal, dude. I've been seeing some fucking, like, hardcore fucking crazy shit, like, I don't know why, like, I don't, like, want to drop the, insensitive hard R word, but, like, it's just, like, blatantly out there. It said, Slipknot, if they were retarded. And it was just like, or no, not retarded, it was gay. Sorry. And he was just, like, singing about how he puts his fingers into his ass. But it was just, like, the way that the lyrics wrote was just so fucking funny, dude. That's a genius. Hilarious. But, yeah. Tanner, you drunk yet?
No. That's okay, cool. That's my third beer.
Third beer in 30 minutes.
No.
He's been shotgunning him in
no,
the car.
No, I got home and I was really tired. Like, I almost passed out, like, almost took a nap, and I never do that. Because I had a fucking hell of a day. I was on 5 different job sites today, fucking sucked ass. The last job site, the way I ended my day, was pretty fucking cool, if I do say so myself.
Is that where you cranked your hog or no?
Well, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was on the job site with Anthony.
Yeah, I was mud and drywall, and Tanner's like, I'm going to come over there the last hour. And I was like, I don't really need you, but come on over, man. And
that's where the boss said to go, so I was like, all right. And then when I called you and you said that, I was like debating on going home, and I was like, nah, surely we'll find something to do. And it was like, we did what we could, but it was like, well, this is fucked.
I just kept running into issues. Like, I was getting ready to put a subfloor down because we're building a new bathroom. And the plumber's like, oh, you're going to have to keep it open for me. I got to do a pressure test. And I'm like, well, I can't do that. And then I had to go do something in the attic. And the plumber was the only person that had a ladder there for some reason. Went on lunch, came back, he was gone. Ladder was fucking gone. I was like, can't get in the attic. And I was supposed to hang drywall, but I was the only person. And then they finally, it was on the ceiling. And then they gave me Tanner, and we had like a half hour left. And I was like, well, that's not going to get fucking done.
Yeah.
Damn.
So.
There was too much to do in little time.
Too productive.
Yeah, I did nothing. I don't really got anything. Damn, why am I choking? Yeah, dude, I watched Disney's Wish yesterday, and that movie fucking sucks.
Was it
probably not as bad as this one we're about to review? But
fuck, I went back and looked and like got our scores from Rubber.
Yeah,
just in case. Kyle, you were there forever.
That was the only one I wasn't on.
Yeah. I gave Rubber a 3. I think you gave it like a 4.5, Tanner.
Wow.
I don't even think I gave it that, but
it was under a 5.
It was definitely under a 5.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Usually, like, when we talk about movies, we have all these, like, good talking points and this and that. And we're not trying to drag it out intentionally, but sometimes it just happens. I mean, a movie review, even a fucking 5-minute movie review is good. But, like, dude, I don't have that much on this fucking movie.
Oh, I do.
Good.
I got some great shit for this movie.
Good.
Perfect. I mean, I'm not, I don't want to sit and say it was like god awful, but like from when I first seen it in theaters back in the day to now, that was the first thing I said to him the day after I watched it. I was like, that movie didn't fucking age well at all.
Crystal,
I was
like, fuck. Crystal and I actually seen it in theaters too.
Yeah.
That's weird. Rachel watched it in theaters too. Like, she watched it and I was like, she asked me, she was like, so what's Tanner's pick? And I was like, oh, When a Stranger Calls. She was like, the new one or the old one? I was like, the newer one. She was like, oh, I hated that movie in theaters.
Yeah, so this, just to be clear, I think we talked about this last week, but it's a remake.
Yeah.
The original is good, but it's weird because it starts out with, like, somebody calling them in the house and whatever, and that's, like, the first 20 minutes of the movie, and then it drastically changes into, like, a murder mystery. Like, it's not even, like, a horror movie, which is really weird. So, if you've never watched the original, it's pretty wild.
This is kind of like, it's kind of like based off an urban legend. Like, at least the way they took this. I mean, that's always the thing. It's like, oh, someone keeps prank calling the house. Oh, the stranger's calling from inside of the house. And it's like, you know that when you see the movie. When I seen it in theaters, even before, I was like, this is what it's based on. I know what's going to fucking happen.
Right.
And I don't know, but I do want to point out, I sent the picture to you two. I don't know if you guys have ever played Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah.
This girl looks like Squall from Final Fantasy VIII to a fucking T. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when you
Where's
sent
her gun
that,
sword at?
When you sent that and then he started saying shit, I just like threw my phone. I was like, yeah, I fucked up.
Like, it's fine. We gotta have some bad fucking movies.
We're usually quiet. We don't like text about the movie or anything. Dude, right. I just couldn't fucking help it. I was like, God damn, dude.
I died because I thought about texting on Wednesday because I always watch my movies on Wednesday.
That's when I watched.
And then Thursday, Anthony texts and goes, Tanner, this movie fucking sucks, dude. I fucking instantly start dying. And Rachel goes, what's the matter? I go, Anthony just said this.
Yeah, dude, I looked on Rotten Tomatoes again, and it was like 9%. God. And I was like, that might have been too much. They should have given a lower score than the 9%.
Yeah.
Dude, the acting in this movie is what did it, dude. It's so fucking abysmal.
It's the writing, dude. Why the fuck did she call the operator? She pressed 0 for the operator, and she goes, I need the police.
Yeah.
Bitch, why did you not fucking just dial 911? Are you fucking stupid?
Well, dude, like, me and Heather were dying about that because she was like, operator, yeah, I need 911. And they're like, I was like, what the fuck, you dumb bitch? Like,
dude, I've seen better acting in high school plays.
Oh, my God.
Like, dude, this was like some like early Disney Channel acting caliber shit, dude. It was fucking bad.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man. You can have the best script. You can have the best fucking everything. And if your acting's bad, dude, that's it. You're done. That movie's
didn't
fucking
have acting, didn't gone. Have script, didn't have fucking anything. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'll say the only redeeming quality of this movie is it's got a little bit of spookiness to it. I'm a sucker for wind, dude. When the wind's blown, I'm like, fuck.
That shit was blowing like a fucking tornado.
It was,
though,
that's
bro.
Why, that's, that the, that's the only part I liked.
I thought some parts were still like suspenseful for me, but like as soon as I turned on and started watching it again, I was like, I remember all of this. Like, that was my second time watching it, but I was like, the suspense parts for me was like when she's walking down the hallways and then on the opposite side of the house, like the lights are turning on. And then like towards the end where she's got the kids and they look up and he's just staring down through the rafters. I was like, that's fucking creepy as fuck.
That was
from
the neat
me.
Part. I'll give it that.
I thought that was really cool. I mean, yeah, it just, sorry guys. It was a bad pick by me.
No, dude, that's okay. Like we're going to, like, not every movie is going to be a banger. This isn't like a competition.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got some movies in mind to pick that are just bad in general because it's funny to review them. This is one you just kind of didn't realize it was so bad. But.
Well, I seen it in theaters, and, like, back then, that was when I wasn't really a fan of scary movies. So, what, it come out in 06? So
I don't
been
know
in,
what year this
I think it was
out.
06. I was in sixth grade, so... That was, like, scary and spooky for me, so I was, like, probably in theaters, like, traumatized. But then when I watched it again Wednesday night, I was like, I fucked up.
It just pisses me off because, like, nothing happens in this movie. It's all like, just fucking filler.
Yeah.
It's like, first, okay, I'm in high school. It's like, who fucking cares? Nobody, yeah, right. Nobody cares. The whole boyfriend arc?
It's stupid.
Nobody cares. It has nothing to do with that. And then... She's in the house. She doesn't even see the kids for, like, almost the entire movie.
Yeah, how are you a babysitter and you didn't at least go explore that fucking house?
Yeah, dude.
Well, I would explore. That would have been the first thing I did
the
is
house,
explore the house.
It was fucking cool, dude.
The house was badass.
I was jealous as fuck, dude.
Yeah. Also, If there was a maid, why is that's the what maid I was gonna not say. That's what Heather said too.
Are they that rich that they got to pay that bitch to feed the fucking birds?
And she lives inside the fucking house.
She's too busy feeding the fucking birds to fucking watch the kids.
She had like the whole third fucking floor to herself. And they also
didn't introduce her to the girl. They weren't like,
no.
I mean, they didn't do it with the kids, but they, you know. Of course you're going to be alarmed. You're like, oh, fuck, there's a random lady feeding birds in my house. You
probably should tell her that, especially when you already alarmed the house.
They're just shitty people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Every time she called him to, like, tell him something crazy was going on, they just didn't fucking answer to him. Like, what the fuck?
Well, A, why'd you try to call the restaurant? Like, how fancy are you that you go to a restaurant where they know you by name?
Yeah.
Like, somebody calls and, like, you know them. Fucking crazy.
They left 45 minutes ago. Fuck, they're at the movies now.
But also, like, A, why didn't she take her best friend's phone that was dead on the floor and call 911? Oh, because they probably couldn't get a hold of an operator. Mm-hmm. Also, there's more than one fucking way to get out of this house. She just kept trying to go out the one fucking way.
Yeah, I mean, it's all fucking big-ass windows. Like, you could have easily just shattered one of them.
But she didn't need to do that. She could have just opened the fucking door.
I thought one of the funniest parts, too, is when... They're in, like, the, I think it was the bedroom or the bedroom closet or whatever. And then there's that little window in the bottom right corner, and the kids just start sliding out. And she's like, all right, I'm just going to go right outside the door where the fucking dude just came from. See ya.
Dude.
Also, like, she calls the son's guest house that's across the way.
Yeah.
Because she thought she saw him over there. And then just tells him the entire plan, like, he couldn't be the person that's, like, stalking them.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, I've already called the police. They're on their way, blah, 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 blah. Like, bitch, are you fucking stupid? Why would you do that?
This is, like, the ultimate, like, turn and burn cash grab type of movie. Oh, these movies piss me off so bad because they're not making it to be good. They don't care about the acting. They just want to put asses in seats and sell tickets. They don't fucking care about how memorable it is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we get a lot of these today. Like, and this is probably going to be, like, I don't know if you guys are going to agree with me, but, like, the Insidious movies, like, especially the first one, like, I'm not comparing these two because that's, like, a fucking Emmy award-winning fucking movie, dude, compared to this. But, like, that was another one. Like, I feel like they didn't take time with it. It was just, like, you know, whatever. And a lot of the ghost movies, I guess, that's more of a better example. Like the Conjuring movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Those are, like, cash grabs. They're not deep. There's not a whole lot to them. But this was, like, the fucking worst cash grab movie of all fucking time, dude.
Right.
Are you looking up the budget, Tanner?
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see how much money they wasted on this.
I can't wait to see how pissed you both get.
Well, I want to touch on what you're talking about a little bit more, though.
Yeah, let's do that.
With it being like a cash grab, like, A, it was PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I didn't even pay attention to that.
Well, I mean, it's definitely not fucking rated R.
I mean, there wasn't any blood in it, so yeah, I guess
I mean, the girl was dead, but they'd even bother to take the time to make her look blue or blood coming out of the mouth or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of, I guess that's all I really had. But that was also kind of like in the age of 60s, 70s horror remakes because Hills Have Eyes remake was coming out.
Which was amazing, dude.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah.
Amazing also.
Right. And then like...
We get this shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. And like another thing too, like before we get to the budget, like the killer. It's just some random dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No purpose whatsoever.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the boyfriend or the dad. I mean, I didn't think because I knew they're like, okay, they're gonna make you think it's the dad or the boyfriend.
Right.
But there's no payoff. It's just some dude.
That you don't even see his face.
And at the end, she's in the hospital having some fucking like...
Nightmare.
Like final girl nightmare. She's like, oh, he's going to come back. There's going to be a sequel. No, there's not.
No, that shit was
bad. So the guy that plays the killer is in quite a few TV shows that I watch or have watched, like Sons of Anarchy.
Yep, Tommy Flanagan.
Yeah. I've been watching Peaky Blinders lately. He's in it. Like, he kind of just does, like, odd crazy roles because those scars that are on his face are actually, like, legit fucking scars.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But as soon as I seen him at the end of the movie, I was like, holy fuck. And Heather was like, who is it? Who is it? And I'm like, that's fucking... he's from Sons of Anarchy, and she was like, the fuck is that? And I'm like, fuck you.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was just like Michael J. Fox or something like that? Like some like, or like Tony Danza.
It was Robert Downey Jr.
Tony Danza would be pretty scary, dude.
That probably would have been scarier if he was it.
And then the credit rolls with that System of a Down song with Tony Danza.
Oh, shit. Dude, another random thing, too, is the cop was Pam's boyfriend on The Office, like before Jim.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Well, also, the blonde-headed girl is in the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
The mixed girl is in a whole bunch of Marvel movies.
She is. Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of them did stuff except the main actress.
Because she fucking sucked.
Yeah, I think... I was, like, looking at stuff after she did that movie, and, like, she couldn't get a fucking role for shit.
No, like, dude, she...
She was trying. Maybe if they made a
Final Fantasy VIII movie, she
could have been... Yeah, dude, fuck yeah.
She'd fucking nail it.
I think it's because she's, like... I mean, number one, her acting is just dog shit, but her face is kind of weird. She kind of has, like, a weird nose. Her eyes are slanted, like... like to a weird angle.
I kind of wanted to drop kick my fucking TV the whole time she kept showing her face because she'd just be like,
"Yeah, right, dude. This is the reason why you love this movie. You actually secretly thought she was when you were younger." No.
She's dressed
you're like I wish she was my babysitter.
She's dressed like a middle school girl too, which is just fucking strange.
Yeah,
that was early 2000s shit.
That's how they all dress. But I'm just like, grow up, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, Tanner, what's the fucking budget on this?
Oh, I can't wait to see your guys' reaction. You're both going to be just so bought, pissed.
The director is like, you know what? I need a house. So
$15 million.
$15 million?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me, dude?
Did they build the house from scratch with that budget?
Fuck.
I guess.
What did they fucking spend it on? It takes...
$15 million?
Takes place in a big fucking, like, house, and then it takes place in a fucking school.
Bro, that was money embezzlement right there.
Dude, yeah.
How much did it make?
Probably a lot. $67.1 million.
God damn, dude. That's what I'm saying. Third burn cash grabs.
Stinker. God damn.
Dude.
$15 million, dude. What the fuck?
That pisses me off because...
Dude, Godzilla Minus One only cost, I think it was like $6 million, dude. Yeah. Godzilla Minus One. A fucking Oscar-nominated... An award-winning movie.
Was that a
queef?
And
it was huge.
Yeah, it was a queef. Dude.
That's fucking insane. $15
million? $15
million.
Dude,
that's mind-blowing. That is mind-blowing.
I knew that was going to piss you guys off.
Yeah. It doesn't even piss me off. It just blows my mind. Like, it's like Anthony said, what did they fucking spend that money on? None of those people were big-name actors. They had to spend a lot of that on fucking promotion for this movie.
Yeah, I would assume that's what most of it is. Because I remember seeing commercials non-fucking-stop. That's something that we actually don't really think of too often. At least I don't think. No. Like, when we consider the budget as advertising, dude.
Yeah, that's a lot, too.
It would have been over half would have been going for.
Dude, they must have showed this fucking trailer at the Super Bowl. $1 million of it went right there.
You got to think though, man, because if you're like not a horror fan, because this is really not horror, it's suspense. But like, this is the kind of shit that like that my grandma would watch and say, "Oh my gosh, this movie's so scary! Like it catches a wide audience of people.
You say a white audience, of people,
a white,
yes.
Yeah, white, no, a wide, yeah. My grandma is white. It catches it's a big net. It catches a wide variety of people, and. I don't know. I guess we're true horror fans, so we see through the fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, at the time, not as many people did. Or, they're like, oh, that was okay. But as we're reviewing it, no, fuck that. It's not okay.
This movie sucks.
Yeah, dude, this is fucking horse shit. We're only at 20 minutes. We're almost done, dude.
I see why, like, I never watched this fucking movie.
Tanner's so disappointed.
Like, I am.
He's so ashamed.
Did you say that? But like, you guys didn't like Tetsuo and shit. But at least that was actually well made.
Dude, we've had so many bangers. It's funny because like the last pick was like the best one we did, and this is probably gonna be the fucking worst.
Oh yeah, dude, it is bad.
This is fun though. This makes me want to pick something that's just fucking god awful.
Oh no, I don't want to go through it again right now.
We'll wait. Yeah,
can we wait a few months? I don't even know the number for 911 right now.
It's zero, obviously.
Operator.
I can't. That blew my fucking mind. I looked at Rachel. I go, what? She just asked for the cops for the operator?
You I need the like, police.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, that blew my mind.
It would have been funny if the operator was like, you dumb bitch. It's 911. Just hung up.
The shit fucking cracks me up. Like the part where she calls her boyfriend. He's just some kind of like fucking small Burning Man festival.
Yeah.
And she's like, I won't be mad at you. I won't be mad at you at all. Did you prank call? He's like, oh, one of my friends prank called once.
It's like, what? Hey, Kevin.
What the fuck?
But also, like, her best friend comes over, and she's like, yeah, I kissed him. I'm sorry. I liked him since I was ninth grade. Like, she's like, I'm sorry. I'm a bitch. And she just kind of forgives her.
And then she dies.
Yeah.
It's like, who fucking cares about any of that? It's so stupid, dude. This could have been, like, a fucking 20-minute movie.
Oh, yeah. They definitely filled that bitch out.
God damn. It'd be kind of cool to like take this concept though and make something like where the person in the house is not a fucking person. It's like some kind of fucking weird interdimensional fucking Lovecraftian creature that it just fucking goes into fucking utter nonsense after that. That'd be fucking awesome.
Heather had a good idea on it too, and she was like, what if, like,
did she tell you to turn it off?
Because that's what I wanted to do.
Dude, I looked at Crystal. I looked at Crystal and said, I can't do this. I can't fucking do this.
No, she was like, what if at the end of the movie, like when she was on the phone, fuck you guys, I quit. I am fucking done. 444, I'm out.
Tanner, I don't know if you're trying to like impress us or what, because you're so pissed right now.
No, I'm not pissed.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of the movie.
Dude, I'm so glad this movie sucks and it wasn't just like, hey, it's okay, because this is so much better this way.
Yeah. No, Heather was like, it would have been like a crazy plot twist.
Sorry, it's so stupid. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm done. Go ahead.
Sure, you don't want to let one out again.
Yeah. That joke was fucking funny. I just would have loved it if she would have said that. Oh. All right, I'm done. Your turn.
Go ahead.
No.
Hey, Tanner, what was the budget on this again?
$15 million, bro.
Oh, I'm dead.
Fun score.
This shit gets a zero. This is
it's definitely
fun score is a fucking one for me, pal.
Fucking one. I'm being nice.
What
with
is
a one.
The scary score?
Zero.
A fucking one.
I'll give it a one.
Or give it a zero.
How many titties were in this movie?
Zero. The same as our score.
Oh, no, we can't give it a zero. It's got to get at least a one.
0.5.
Final score, though, I'm going to probably give it like a 3.
I'm giving it a 2.
I
will never watch this movie again.
I won't either. I've thought about giving it a 2, but it's getting a 3 because the atmosphere is like got spooky. It's spooky and the house is cool. Not that it has anything to do with anything. But
it's
like,
funny, though, because this is the second time you guys watched this movie, and this is the first time I ever watched it.
No, I'm giving it a 2. Fuck it. It's getting a 2. Fuck that shit.
1.
Wow.
Just because we have no, just it's thing. Just a fucking 1 across the board. This movie's stamped, certified fucking dog shit. It's pretty bad when Rubber was better than this fucking movie.
Rubber was a masterpiece compared to this movie.
Yeah, at least Rubber was creative.
If I could go back, I'd probably give Rubber a 5 instead of a 3, but... Or 4. Oh, I can't do it, though. Maybe a 6. I don't fucking know.
Fuck it.
This sucked. This sucked really bad. This was not a fun experience. I considered turning it off. I'm not going to lie. There's times when I was contemplating not living anymore watching this movie. But
man,
no,
it wasn't that deep.
It sucked really bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just ready for it to get over. And like, I paused it and used the bathroom. I looked how much time was left. And I was like, God damn.
So this is the lowest score. That's so fucked up. The highest scoring versus the lowest scoring.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I think we can go lower, though.
Oh, yeah. We
I think we can go lower.
Probably. I don't know.
Don't be so butthurt, man.
I'm not butthurt. I picked a fucking movie, and I think it's worse than what you guys rated
it. You're right.
This is fun, though, dude. Kyle, your picks next week.
Ooh, buddy. I'm making y'all bitches read. We're watching High Tension. It is streaming on Tubi and Pluto. It is one of the... French extremity films.
I either watched this or you told me about it.
I think I told you about it because I just recently got it on 4K. So
you've just been skeeted in 4K. What's it on?
Tubi.
That's free for all you out there.
Yep, it is free. So if you want to watch it before the next episode, that'd be great.
Let me write this down in my notes. Yeah. So dog shit. Don't watch this movie.
Don't. Not High Tension.
High Tension. Yeah. Don't watch When a Stranger Calls. It's like not even like Troll 2 is like so bad it's good.
Right.
This is not like that. This is just fucking boring.
Yeah, bad. But watch the original.
Yeah,
When a Stranger Calls is good. It's just, it takes a weird turn. That's my biggest thing with that movie. It's just super weird.
They probably realize when they're making it, they're like, we got to make a weird turn because this movie didn't make a weird turn and we see what happened. It sucked.
They couldn't fill it out.
You know, speaking of weird turns, did which
I feel like the cat had better acting scenes than the fucking humans in this movie.
The best one was the cop that was in the office. He just looked concerned, and that was it. That's he already beat everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess
Heather was trying to say that it would have been crazy if like the plot twist was like the cop was the killer the whole time. The killer's in the house. But then it ends up being the fucking operator.
Yeah, see, that could have been badass. Anything would have been better than just some fucking guy.
Or the boyfriend or something.
Yeah, the boyfriend. They're
really trying to, like, center in on, like, the strangers with it just being some random people.
Yeah, but the strangers fucking slapped, though.
Did the strangers come out before or after?
I think it was 09.
See, well, and with the strangers, with the strangers, too, it's like they, like, nothing really happens with the strangers either. But they're able to build tension great.
Yeah.
And this just fucking drops the ball, man. Mm-hmm. This goes to the store, goes to Walmart, and it buys, like, it goes to, like, where all those bouncy balls are at, buys all the bouncy balls, and just drops them all, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Took $15 million, $15 million worth of bouncy balls and drops them, you know?
Yeah, that shit is ridiculous, dude. $15 million. Yeah. Oh, Strangers came out after this, 2008.
Oh, that was close. I said 07 or 09.
We've already reviewed The Strangers, but if you haven't listened to that episode, go watch The Strangers instead. Much better. Yeah. Wasn't that your pick, Tanner?
Yeah.
That was a good pick.
That was a good pick. I like that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that movie will ever or forever, like, be a banger.
That's one of them, that's one of the, like, the cases where I forgot about it, and I was like, I'm glad I... You know, we watched it again. This is the opposite for sure, but yeah, this is what it fucking is.
Still not happy about my fucking pick.
Yeah, me and Kyle are both really upset with you. I didn't know if you were not.
That's fine.
I think it's funny.
I'm more pissed that this episode is getting cut short because of my shitty fucking movie than I am.
It happens, dude.
No, it's actually, we're almost at a half hour. It's about normal. I would really rather, though, like, put some pizza rolls in the microwave and watch them cook rather than watch this movie.
Oh, you can watch Grim Findings of Claudius and watch somebody cook cheddar broccoli soup in the microwave for a whole minute.
Dude, and that's 1,000 times more entertaining than this. Not the movie. The movie's great, but I'm just saying that scene is 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
He's in his underwear, too.
The whole time.
Fucking hot, dude.
It's hilarious.
All right, well.
Saggy bottom boys. Have a good night.
Saggy bottom boys. All right, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, bye.
Peace.